The latest from podnews.net with supporting cast, where your brand comes first. And there's a brand new number one. Yes, for the first time, Spotify is now the number one podcast platform by downloads. According to Buzzsprout's global download statistics, Spotify slipped in front of Apple Podcasts for the first time across Buzzsprout's 124,000 active shows in April. But isn't Spotify number one anyway? Well, yes, but for listeners, not for downloads, until now at least. It's a notable achievement for Spotify, since Apple Podcasts also auto-downloads by default, and Spotify doesn't. But unlike Apple TV and Apple Music, the Apple Podcasts app is not available on Android. We have a date. Google Podcasts is to close globally on June the 23rd. According to an email sent to a UK user, July the 29th is the end date for users to export subscriptions. The closure leaves the Android platform without a natural default podcast app. We'd recommend either AntennaPod or Pocket Casts. Apple Podcasts, of course, is not available on Android. Apple Podcasts Connect will be down for scheduled maintenance on May the 11th from 6 in the morning Pacific time for up to 2 hours. We know what we're hoping Apple is doing in that downtime. See if you can guess already. But the realistic answer is probably nothing more interesting than a man with a beard doing a database migration. Elsewhere, Libsyn Ads reports a slight drop in average podcast cost per thousand to $21.75 last month, down 0.9% monthly, 4.5% yearly. The company is speaking at the IAB podcast upfronts next week. The Cast Media bankruptcy hearing will now be heard on May the 28th. Spreaker is now the number two podcast hosting company by new episode releases, according to Livewire. Since Spreaker now supports Podping, Livewire can more reliably see all new episodes released on the platform. Spotify for Podcasters is still the number one. The rest of the top five, Buzzsprout, OmniStudio and Podbean. Podtrac is now measuring more than 10% of all new episodes, according to data from Livewire. Spreaker has a Podtrac tracking code on almost a third of its shows. Matt Medeiros has written, YouTube is not the saviour you're looking for. He's cautioning against YouTube swallowing up another piece of the open web. We link to that today from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. In People News, John Cohen is starting a new position as Senior Director of Talent at Pave Studios, Max Cutler's new company. Cohen had worked with Cutler at Parcast. And in podcast news, Dumb Gay Podcast with Julie Goldman and Brandy Howard has been signed by Podcast One. The show has more than 350 episodes and launched in 2016. Should podcasters care about the IAB? Recorded before the news about Spotify's membership, the IAB's Matt Chapeau joins Podcast Perspectives to explain who the IAB is and what the IAB does, and why we all ought to care about what they do. The Spiritual Mixtape lets you unwind with breathworks and meditations, and where better to unwind and find calm than on a British Airways flight. Yesterday, the show was added to the in-flight entertainment system there, so you can remain as chilled as that glass of white wine from the trolley. The show is from This Is Distorted. And Wildcard with Rachel Martin is brand new from NPR Today, which features surprising and intimate conversations with guests you thought you knew. Rachel invites notable guests to play a card game that lets them open up about the memories, insights and belief that have shaped their lives. This podcast is sponsored by Supporting Cast. Don't lock your members into one platform. With Supporting Cast, you own your podcast subscription and you control the subscriber relationship. And it's completely white labeled, so your brand is always front and center. Learn more. There's a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.